Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And today we're going to talk about how much self-work do you need to do? So here, I know, especially if you've been maybe working on a goal for some period of time, a desire, a shift, a transformation, a breakthrough you've been working on for some time. And you feel like, how much work on myself do I need to do? How many times do I need to say this affirmation, do this releasing work? Do I need to talk about my feelings? Like, how many times? So this show is for you. In case you're new for my program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams, whatever it is, whether you want to start a business, attract the love of your life, manifest that dream home. Whatever it is, I help you work through all your stuff so that you can get on the path to welcoming whatever it is that you want into your life with greater ease and joy. Yeah, right? This process, it needs to be more joyful, and I help you find a way to get there. Yeah, if you are ready to make that shift, if there's something in your heart you've been wanting to manifest, I would love to support you in that. My information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay extra close attention to my single session, the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package, and the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. They're all good. I'm just highlighting those. And no matter what, I set my packages up based on time that we work together. And it really depends on you. So you'll know in your gut if you need me for a month or if you need me for a year. And I have all points in between. All right, how long do you need to do your self-work? The easy answer is until the click happens. And until you get the click, you're not done. So that's the easy answer. The a little more challenging answer, the one, and it's only challenging because all the parts of you that are resistant to your growth are going to want to argue with what I'm saying. But the longer answer is you are looking for your own unique formula. We are all different. So you can take a course, you can read a book, you can pick up an affirmation, and that teacher is sharing magic that has worked for them, essentially, magic in quotes. And in some ways it is magic, you know, but we'll say magic in quotes. They are sharing with you what they know to be true, but then you have to take all that in and do your own work with it until you get to your place of truth and find your own unique way into your breakthrough, into your big manifestation, into the miracle that you desire. And so that may take some time. It doesn't have to take a long time, but it takes time that is really focused and potent. And if you are holding a lot of resentment, if you are holding a low self-esteem in your energy field, it might take you a little bit longer than you think initially, because you got to clean up some stuff so that you can believe all the things that you are doing. So you could set out to say, I'm going to manifest my dream home, and you start listening to affirmations on dream homes, and maybe you do a vision board on dream homes, and maybe you're doing a little bit here and there in terms of maybe going to some open houses. And it's been maybe a year and you're like, well, why haven't I had the breakthrough? I feel that this home is meant for me. It is totally and 100% meant for you. It just means you haven't worked through whatever is going on in your subconscious mind it's definitely blocking you from having what you want. If you're not having what you want, it means that something in you doesn't believe you can have it. And so you have to do the work on that. And it's layered, right? And so as you go through the spiritual practice, right, your prayer, your meditation, your journaling, if you journal, your reflection time, your contemplation time, you're getting clear about what you want, doing the work to believe what you want, letting go of limiting beliefs around that, being open and receptive to receiving, going, taking action. As you're going through that journey, you got to find your own way. You got to find that piece, that click is what you are seeking. And so until you have the click, and for some, it might take longer than you, again, than you ever imagined. But you just have to keep doing it. It's very much like if you had set out to release some weight and you sign up for a program, maybe you decide you're going to be keto and you see a little progress, but you haven't hit goal weight. And it's been going months and months and months. You go on and you go off, you go on and you go off. What that means, it doesn't mean you're a failure. It's very easy for people to give up and think, oh, I must be a failure and I'm just destined to not have what I want. It just means you haven't found your unique path there. So I'll tell you this, the key is you got to know what you want and why you want it. And that why needs to be rooted in your highest and greatest good, right? It can't be rooted in, it can be low self-esteem, or insecurity, fear. If it is, you'll manifest from that place. So get really clear about what your why is. And when I say you'll manifest from that space, it means that you will continue to attract situations that mimic or match the energy of your fear, the energy of your insecurities. So you might attract the dream home, but you're feeling insecure about your ability to have it, then it might fall through, right? Or you get really close and then you get scared, or you start to self-sabotage and you stop showing up for yourself. All of that is okay. It just means you need to do a little more work around it. And that's just a process. You can do this. You're just looking for your own unique click. And us that teach and coach can give you every tool under the sun, right? But it's up to you to use those tools. That's it. And you don't have to be perfect at it. You're just looking and seeking and being open to your click where you align with the desire of your heart and you allow it in. You know, I was listening to something. Who is it? Oh, it was Amanda Francis. Of course it was. I just happened to stumble on a video from her, an interview. And the interviewer was asking her something, or was saying something about alignment. And the interviewer said it in this very internet speak about you just need to be in alignment. But I'll tell you right now, all the teachers out there saying that shit, they're not really explaining to you how to get into alignment. And I thought Amanda explained it really beautifully. She said, you have to stop thinking the thoughts, feeling the feelings, and believing the stories that do not support your desire. That's how you find alignment. So essentially, what you believe you can have and what you want match. Again, that's Amanda. And I think she explains alignment so well. And so many people in internet land and in blog land will throw around these buzzwords, but they're not explaining to you how to actually use them. So how do you take this statement and break it down? So if you do, let's go back to the example of the dream house. Well, if you're holding some belief that you can't afford your dream house, or no one in your family has had a house that nice, well, you got to clean all of that up so that you can have your click moment where you're like, of course I can, right? And you can run around saying, of course I can, of course I can, of course I can. But if underneath those words, the feelings underneath those words is fear and doubt and, oh my God, I don't really believe this, that's the place you are manifesting from. And so you keep doing the work. You keep cleaning up the belief. You keep at it. You keep looking at a negative thought comes up and you check it right away. Like, oh, this is a negative thought. Ha, how interesting. Let's look at that and rearrange that and be willing to shift into another way of being. Again and again and again and again and again and again. And eventually you will have this click where you're like, oh, I get it. No, I don't have to settle for less than I desire. No, I don't have to constantly be spinning my wheels or feeling bad about myself. I can have exactly what I want. And does it take diligence and does it take focus? Absolutely. But you're listening to this podcast right now because you believe that all of this metaphysical stuff, the manifestation stuff, works. And it can work for you, just it can work for you in the situation that's difficult. And just the way you saw that it has worked for you in situations where it was easy. Situations where it's easy are where you have less resistance. You know, that's why they have you start really small when they start teaching about manifestation. Manifest a cup of coffee. Most people don't have a lot of resistance around cups of coffee. So, of course, it's easy to let it in. But if you're holding a lot of feelings, beliefs, stories, thoughts that go against you having that cup of coffee, it's going to be like hell to manifest. And then here's the problem, what I also see for folks that tend to follow me, you start to feel bad about yourself. You're like, well, it should be easy for me to manifest a cup of coffee. So-and-so over there did. Well, when you get into the comparison, that makes you just feel terrible. And then that lowers your vibration. And then you can't really hear your intuition and things get all messy and jumbly and crazy. So don't compare yourself to other people. And yeah, sometimes things are going to be harder for you. Everybody has the thing that's really hard. I have my thing that's really hard. And what I have to do, even on the days when I'm frustrated, I used to, you know, say if I was working on a manifestation, I didn't hit it, I'd be out for like a week. And when I mean out, I'd just be kind of ruminating on it and kind of down and not myself. And then all of a sudden I'd have a moment where I'm like, all right, girl, let's flip out of this. And so, you know, now I'm at a place in my life where even as I'm still working on that really hard thing, I say, okay, you don't get the week to ruminate and complain and doubt and be mad at God. You just have to keep doing the work. And what's so beautiful is because I've been working on it for so long, I have so many tools at my disposal. You know, I have 3 different courses I can go to and do a module. Of course, I have tons of journaling prompts. Of course, I have tons of affirmations I can use. And all of it works. I just have to keep working it and keep working it and keep working it till the click happens. And so that would be my encouragement to you, is stop putting time frames on it. Stop comparing yourself to other people and just go on the journey of figuring it out. The desires of your heart are meant for you. They were put on your heart by God. And as a result of that, you're going to get intuitive guidance to help you get to where you want to go. But what the devil will do, or lower vibrational energy will do, is wedge right in between that. So you'll get the desire, and then all of a sudden, lower vibrational energy will come in and tell you you don't deserve it. And so then you may not pursue it. Or you get past the hurdle of deserving and worthiness, and then you start getting challenge after challenge after challenge, and you feel like, oh God, this must not be meant for me. And then you quit. Right? So lower vibrational energy, if it is, you know, if we're using, you know, I think all spiritual traditions are relevant in telling the story, maybe not all the pieces of the story, but the core backbone of them. Lower vibrational energy is always going to try to work its way into whatever you're up to. You know, it exists in you, it exists outside of you through other people, through things that you see, through programming that you have in your mind. So you'll see something in your exterior world and you'll be like, oh, well, that must mean this, because it's connecting to the neural pathway that's been programmed to only see that, right? So if you were raised to believe there's never enough money and you're trying to manifest money, you will naturally, until you unprogram yourself to do it this way, naturally scan your experience and see all these perspectives of lack while still trying to do all your manifestation work for more money, and you wonder why things aren't working. It is all working if you work it, right? So do the work, be consistent with it. You don't get the days to just ruminate and be down and it didn't work for me. Show up every day as if it is going to happen. Show up every day as if you're going to show up in heaven at some point in your life and say, God, this is my body of work. this is my body of work. And I've been committed to it. I've done everything I know to do. I've shown up to the best, very best of my ability. And I had all of these breakthroughs as a result. Yeah. So stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're done when you get the click. And stay focused. That's the last piece I'll leave you with. Stay focused. If the desire of your heart is for a home, stay focused on a home. Just because you hit a roadblock, you can easily get distracted by something else or highly sensitive people. Usually that's when they really get very codependent. They start meddling in other people's business. That's like classic for highly sensitive people who maybe didn't get what they wanted. They were working on manifestation and then they want to feel valuable again. And so then they'll start messing around in other people's lives. No, stay focused on what you want. Stay focused on what you want because it will work. I'm telling you right now, all the work that you do pays off, but you still have to find your own unique formula for that payoff. And it's in you. It's available to you. Don't give over your power to a teacher or a tool. You stay in control, right? So if I'm listening to this meditation back and forth and I'm not feeling anything and I'm not, you can tune in and say, am I getting closer as a result of listening to this affirmation or listening to this meditation? If the answer is no, trust that and say, okay, what else do I need to include with this tool? Or maybe I need a different tool, but all within the same focus. And the other piece I see is someone's working on their business and maybe they hit a roadblock and then all of a sudden they're like, I'm going to focus on wellness. And then the next session I have with them, they're telling me all about them rearranging their whole pantry with new foods because of this, this, and that. And I have to remind them, because that's my job, to say, well, we've been working on this. What happened there? And 9 times out of 10, it's because you got scared that it's not meant for you, that you were going to fail, that that something didn't go the way you had anticipated. So you thought, oh, well, I don't want to be the fool in this, so I'm going to focus on something else. That's not helpful either. Stay focused and you will hit your mark. But in saying that, again, your thoughts, feelings, beliefs, stories have to match that which you were trying to manifest. Spirit just flashed a card from my deck in my mind, and I want to read it to you. Let's pray I can find it quickly. I did. Yes. Focused intention. And the message on the card is keep your unwavering thoughts, feelings, and actions focused on your target, and you will hit your mark. You will definitely hit your mark, but there's a lot of components to that hidden of the mark that we take for granted. So I'll read it to you again. Keep your unwavering thoughts, feelings, actions focused on your target, and you will hit your mark. Focused intention. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, friends. I don't know how long you need to stay in the vibration of complete and total focus intention for a shift to happen. But my spirit guides often tell me that it's not nearly as hard as we think, but it takes way more work to get that focused than we think. But it is possible. And so use all your resources, use all your tools, believe that you can have it, surround yourself with people that tell you you can have it, because that can also wear on you if you're around a lot of people who are saying like, no, that's not possible. How's that possible? No. And trust that spark within you. Trust that spark within you, because that is your sign that you can, in fact, have whatever it is that you are seeking. All right, I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you like this program, subscribe. Also sign up for my newsletter on my homepage, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and you'll get 2 free intuitive messages a week from me, midweek and weekend. Also, if you'd like to work with me, please consider booking a session. And while you're there, check out my Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package and the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. You can do this. Self-work is work, but it always pays off. It always, always, always pays off if you stay in the game and you stay focused on that which you desire And you know that that desire is of your heart, and it is 100%. I'm going to say it to you again. God is 100% on board with that desire. If it's of your truest self, and how do you know if it's of your truest self? You just ask. Hey, is this desire of my truest self? If you ask yourself, you're going to get a clear answer. And then act on that. Even if it's not the answer that you wanted to hear, just act on it. And you'll find that all the doors open for you with ease. All right. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you for listening to this program. Take care of yourself.